Okay, so we're sitting here with Harry and Ewan, who are about to embark on a once-in-a-lifetime trip. We'll start with the main driver. Harry, why did you, or where did you come up with this idea, firstly?
Basically, came up with this idea watching Ewan and Charlie Bowman going around the world on bikes. So, watched their trip since I was quite young, and kind of it's been like a lifetime dream to do it, so...
A lifetime dream, and yet you're only just 20 years old. So, I mean, how long have you been thinking about doing this?
It's got to be like 4 or 5 years, basically, since I first seen the film. It's just kind of urged me to do it, so, and especially to support UNICEF as well. So.
Great. And so, Ewan, you've been taken in then as the second driver, the filmographer, everything. How did you feel whenever Harry came and asked you about it in the first place?
Well, I previously knew about his plans for the trip. I was actually originally asked to go, but because of work commitments, I couldn't. And then, you know, things changed. I decided, why not? I'm only 19, you know. I might not get this opportunity again. So just always been excited about it, in all honesty.
The two of you, it's not a cavalier approach that you have because you've been quite focused and you've really thought out the plan. I mean, in terms of the actual journey, can you explain how far you're going to be travelling and where you're going to start out?
Yeah, well, we're starting out in Kelso. The trip's about 16,500 miles. We're going to end up in Magadan, Russia, and then we're going to come back from Magadan to Kelso again.
And I mean, Kelso's where you're both from, and as you mentioned to me earlier, you'll be creating a little bit of history for yourselves.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're definitely the first in the borders. I don't know if we're first in Scotland as well, so it's quite good, and I think we're underestimating how big the project actually is. So,
and why would you say that?
We kind of just started off, we'll just do it with ourselves and everything, and just quite a small project, just like a camping holiday, and then it's kind of just escalated and getting, obviously, Radio Borders and the newspapers and stuff involved.
And the reason why you had to come to the likes of ourselves is because it's a huge fundraising effort. Why is it then that you chose UNICEF as your charity?
Again, since I watched The Long Way Down with Ewan McGregor and Charlie Bowman, I saw the work they did for UNICEF, and I saw all the projects UNICEF have got all over the world, and just thought that they're doing a really good job, so wanted to follow them and help them.
And what exactly were some of the projects that actually got you quite engaged?
I think... they do a lot of work in like Africa and stuff, helping all the children, giving them education and like clean water and medication and stuff like that. Basically, just saving lives. So, yeah, it's good. It's something I follow.
And will this be a first kind of? Have you done much charity work in the past?
To be honest, not really. No, I mean, I've kind of supported a few charities, but I've never really done any fundraising or anything as such. So it's the first big thing we're doing.
And for you, Ewan, then, how was it that you kind of thought, this is a great idea to sign on, I'm going to put a bit of risk, because it's not, you know, what most parents' dreams would be, you know, for their son and friend to jump into a car and drive off for 68 weeks?
Well, I mean, I've never really thought about the risk until you just mentioned it. I'm thinking it'll be fine, so I'm just going to continue to believe that. No, but I fully trust Harry and his build, his Land Rover, so it should be fine.
Speaking of the Land Rover, it's pretty unique what you've done.
Yeah, I think, it's taken a long time to build it up. I bought it as a project 2 years ago, and then just basically, as I've had the money, just added things onto it and stuff. And having done it myself, I know all the weaknesses and all the pros and cons about the machine, so...
Weaknesses probably isn't the right word to mention at this point in the project, but for you, what exactly are the highlights that you're going to look forward to on this trip?
I think experiencing all the different cultures, the different ways of living and how basic I think some of the countries are, like Mongolia and stuff, just back to basics and seeing how they all live will be good.
And can you take us a bit through the route that you'll be taking? Give people an idea in their heads of what exactly the journey is. I mean, you say Kelso to Russia, not exactly one flight stop.
No. Basically, we drive down to Dover, and we get a ferry from Dover to France, through Germany and Poland, and then up to Latvia and Lithuania, St. Petersburg, Moscow, along to Mongolia, out of Mongolia again, up to Magadan on the east coast.
Magadan, it's not exactly a location most people know. I mean, where exactly would you say this is situated on the world map?
It's practically halfway around the world, basically. So, it's a long way. It's in the middle of nowhere. I think the roads to it are pretty severe, so not many people go in and out of there. But.
And as the backup driver, is that just in case Harry falls asleep at the wheel?
Basically, yeah. You never know what might happen. Might have a disaster. Something might happen to Harry and I might need to drive, so yeah.
You're looking forward to the chance then to possibly be in the person who crosses the finishing line at the end of it all?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the only reason I'm going. No, I'm joking. But I'm just there, you never know what might happen.
And you're going to be recording, actually. You're going to be documenting the entire project as you go along. You have a few video skills, photography skills. Are you looking forward to some of the sights you'll see along the way?
Yeah, see, that's one of the main things I'm looking forward to, is actually putting skills that I've kind of learned myself into practice on a much larger scale. You know, normally I go to a car show about an hour away, so it's a bit different. It's going to be just constant film. It's going to be really quite challenging myself just to be able to edit the video to something people actually want to see, because it's going to be that much, you know, recordings that, you know, it's just going to be a great experience.
And sometimes it's difficult to translate even into film. A photograph of a sunset is nowhere near as, you know, kind of speechless as being there when you're standing in front of it.
Yeah, that's going to be one of, you know, the hardest parts, is to get it across to the viewers exactly what we're seeing, exactly what we're experiencing. So that'll be a challenge, but I'm up for it.
And in terms then of, we've talked about UNICEF, what's the target of the fundraising? What do you require as a pair to go off? And then what is it you hope to achieve for UNICEF as a charity?
Basically, in speaking to UNICEF, we're trying to raise about £5,000 and split it 50-50 for the cost of fuel. And then, obviously, £2,500 for UNICEF. So.
And where are you going to get your fuel?
I think there's all the way to Moscow, there's like several fuel stations, like just generally, there's quite a few. But after that, I think we're quite short on fuel. So I think we're having to take quite a lot of jerry cans and stuff on the roof with diesel in it. So
not Asda and Gala Shields with the cheapest prices?
No, unfortunately not, no. But I think the fuel in Russia is actually half the price that it is here, so.
Well, yeah, they own the rights, don't they? And to round it off then, can you tell us kind of the excitement, the nervousness, the reaction that you've received whenever you've told people about this?
Well, when I've told the general public, they're really excited. You know, obviously a lot of them wish that they could go on such a trip. Tell my mother, she wasn't very impressed. She wasn't so much angry, she's just nervous, obviously, because I'm her only son, so. But, you know, my dad, he agreed that it would be a great experience. He didn't want to upset me, so he had to say that. But all my friends have been, you know, they've shown a lot of, you know, enthusiasm. So it's been good.
And then for yourself, Harry, what was the reaction whenever you kind of told family, friends, and how are your excitement levels or nervousness levels?
I think I'm quite nervous about most of the border crossings, but apart from that, I think it's going to be a pretty good adventure. I think most people I've told, if they know me, they kind of go with it because I've got a bit of a crazy attitude to things like this. But besides that, the family and everything, they're all right about it. Mum's a bit nervous and stuff, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so they wouldn't stop me from going, so.
Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for allowing Radio Borders to carry your story. And we'll catch up with you at a later date.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you.